This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush yesterday blamed Washington politics for the problems facing John Bolton, his nominee to be the UN ambassador. In a speech about Social Security, the president took time to praise Bolton as the right man for the job.
John's distinguished career and service to our nation demonstrates that he is the right man at the right time for this important assignment. I urge the Senate to put aside politics and confirm John Bolton to the United Nations.
President Bush joining me now to discuss the controversy surrounding the Bolton nomination is NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Where does the nomination stand now?
Well, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee has 10 Republicans, 8 Democrats. It was assumed that on a straight party line vote, John Bolton's nomination would be sent to the full Senate floor for a vote this week. Now, with 3 Republicans not ready to vote for Bolton, the committee chairman, Republican Richard Lugar, has agreed to delay the vote until early May. If there's a tie vote in the committee, the nomination will not go to the floor, and then it would just die in committee. Also yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said he supports Bolton, but, quote, can't speak for the rest of the Republican leadership. That wasn't the full-throated endorsement that Bolton supporters wanted.
And I'm guessing the White House is putting pressure on those 3 senators who have wavered in their support.
Absolutely right, Renee. The key senator here is Ohio's George Voinovich. He's not attended 2 days of hearings on the Bolton nomination. It took place last week. In those hearings, Bolton was described as a bully, a kiss-up, kick-down kind of guy who tried to get intelligence analysts fired for challenging him about a speech claiming that Cuba was developing biological weapons and exporting them. When Voinovich showed up this week, he personally heard charges that Bolton had bullied subordinates, harassed a U.S. Agency for International Development worker who disagreed with him, and tried to get government aides fired for arguing with him. As a result of those accounts, Senator Voinovich said his conscience got to him and he's not ready to vote for Bolton. That led Senator Lugar, the committee chairman, to delay the vote.
And the other Republicans on the committee, how full-throated is their support?
Well, you know, Senator Lugar himself hasn't been a strong advocate. He couches his support in terms of giving the administration the man they want for the job. Nebraska Senator Hagel, Republican Senator Lincoln Chafee also have expressed their doubt yesterday. In addition to the president's comments, the White House, through Matt Kirk, their Senate liaison, offered to have Bolton meet privately with senators. And 2 moderate Republicans, John McCain and Gordon Smith, came out in support of Bolton as if to try to persuade their fellow GOP moderates. Meanwhile, the White House is privately challenging the credibility of some of the people making charges against Bolton, offering conflicting accounts of his behavior in dealing with the AID worker. Secretary Rice has said Bolton's behavior is nothing more than a matter of management style. So that's how the Republicans are dealing with it at the moment.
One, former Secretary of State Colin Powell also got involved yesterday.
He sure did, Renee. It was very interesting. Secretary Powell returned phone calls to several senators, including the Republican holdouts, to answer questions about Bolton. Powell was only 1 of 6 former Republican secretaries of state not to sign a letter of support for Bolton that was sent to the Senate in advance of the nomination coming to the floor for testimony. Powell said he knew about the letter before it was sent and decided against signing it. Lawrence Wilkerson, Powell's former chief of staff, has said publicly that Bolton's incapable of listening to people and would be, and this is his quote, an abysmal ambassador. Powell and Bolton personally clashed when Bolton denounced North Korea's Kim Jong-il, even as Powell was involved in nuclear disarmament talks. And former U.S. Ambassador to South Korea Thomas Hubbard, a Bush appointee, also is challenging Bolton's testimony that Hubbard praised him for calling Kim Jong-il a tyrant. So clearly Powell's no fan. I might add that Bolton also got one of Powell's proteges removed from the State Department. So the question is whether the senators judge Powell's experience with Bolton as sufficient to justify a no vote.
And the Democrats, what are they doing in the midst of all of this?
Well, Senator Barbara Boxer and Senator Chris Dodd have called for Bolton to withdraw his nomination. Senator John Kerry said Bolton has been weakened by the charges, and the delayed vote points to where his effectiveness as U.S. ambassador may be impaired. Senator Joe Biden of Delaware has taken the lead in making the case that Bolton, with his open disdain for the U.N., is the wrong man to help the U.S. rebuild relationships with the allies that are still frayed.
Thanks very much, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.